Welcome to Healing Fire Ministries. We hope you will be blessed as you listen to this message. May God be with you.
Come on, Jesus. There are two types of inheritance in this life. There's what I call a natural inheritance. Another one I call it, what should I call it? A divine, supernatural inheritance. Supernatural, spiritual. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you still here? Many people, Mamro, did this life. They want their natural inheritance.
Bafuna ifa lemvelo.
And they don't care so much about their spiritual inheritance.
Abananda bangefa likamoya.
Which is the most important one?
Okuyilona elibalulekile.
Are you listening to me, somebody? The most important inheritance that you can have.
Into ebalulekile ngefa le ongaba nayo.
Is the spiritual one.
Ifa likamoya.
Because that one,
ngoba lelo,
it works here on earth,
lisebenza la emhlabeni,
and it works eternally also.
Futhi lisebenza enginaphakadini.
The natural one,
leli lemvelo,
you only benefit from it here on earth only.
Likujabulisa kuphela lapha emhlabeni.
But once you die,
but uma udlula emhlabeni,
you cannot enjoy it anymore.
Ungeke usalijabulela.
There was a man called Alexander the Great.
Alexander the Great.
A great warrior. He was a king of the nation called Greece. The man, when he went to battle, he wins. Are you listening to me, somebody?
Amen.
And nobody could really kill him. But one day he got sick. And he got so sick that his doctors told him that you are going to die. And he issued some instructions that when I die, I want you to do these couple of things. And I don't remember all three, but one that comes to mind now is that he told his people that the coffin that you put me on, I want you to make holes on the side. And when you put my body there, let my hand come out so that when you are taking me to my final place of rest, my hands will be hanging like this. And he said that, as you are taking me to my graveyard, take my money and throw it on the ground. This is, by the way, a true story. So those who are there, they said, but why do you want us to do these things? They're very weird. So he said, I want people to know that when you die, you can't take anything that you have here on this earth with you to the next life. That's why I want my hands to hang like this. That I'm going, wherever I'm going there with nothing. And I want you to throw my money to the ground to show people that I can't take it with me. And this man wasn't a believer, but what he did was very true. There's nothing that you can take to the afterlife except for the spiritual inheritance that God has given. Many people are willing to do whatever they are willing to do for this natural thing that has a lifespan. People will kill. People will cheat. People will rob. People will fraud. People will lie. People will hurt even their own blood, own bloodline. Just for something that is temporal and is short. But for the real one.
But for Lena as a grandson.
People will just. Hello. So I just want to make you love your eternal inheritance. And I want your eyes to be aware to that. Now, I want us to turn our Bibles to the book of Genesis, chapter 27.
Genesis 27.
From verse 1. Genesis chapter 27. From verse 1. All right, I'm going to read it, Ruth. You open your Bible at chapter 25 and be ready to read for me from verse 24. But I'll read chapter 27 because we are going to do lots of reading, so I want to rush through it. Are we all there? The Bible says, and it came to pass that when Isaac was old and his eyes were dim so that he could not see, he called Esau his eldest son and said unto him, my son. And he said unto him, behold, here I am. And he said, behold, now I am old. I know not the day of my death. Now therefore take, I pray thee, thy weapons, thy quiver, thy bow, and go out to the field and take me some venison. And make me savory meat, such as I love, and bring it to me, that I may eat, that my soul may bless thee before I die. And Rebekah heard when Isaac spake to Esau his son. And Esau went to the field to hunt for venison, and to bring it. And Rebekah spake unto Jacob her son, saying, behold, I heard thy father speak unto Esau thy brother, saying, bring me venison and make me savory meat that I may eat and bless thee before the Lord before my death. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice according to that which I command thee. I'm in verse 9. Go now to the flock and fetch me from thence two good kids of the goats, and I will make them savory meat for thy father, such as he loveth. And thou shalt bring it to thy father, that he may eat, and that he may bless thee before his death. And Jacob said to Rebekah his mother, behold, Esau my brother is a hairy man, and I am a smooth man. My father peradventure will feel me, and I shall seem to him as a deceiver, and I shall bring a curse upon me, and not a blessing. And his mother said unto him, upon me be thy curse, my son. Only obey my voice and go fetch them. And he went and fetched and brought them to his mother. And his mother made savory meat, such as his father loveth. And Rebekah took goodly raiment of her eldest son Esau, which were with her in the house, and put them upon Jacob her younger son. And she put the skins of the kids of the goats upon his hands and upon the smooth of his neck. And she gave the savory meat and the bread which she had prepared into the hand of her son Jacob. And he came unto his father and said, father. And he said, here I am. Who art thou, my son? And Jacob said unto his father, I am Esau, thy firstborn. I have done according as thou badest me. Arise, I pray thee, sit and eat my venison, that thy soul may bless me. And Isaac said unto his son, how is it that thou hast found it so quickly, my son? And he said, because the Lord thy God brought it to me. Hallelujah. Jacob is busy lying and busy deceiving his father. But he's saying it is God who has helped me. Some people shock me, Mama Ruth. How they can be doing something wrong. And they are saying, no, God is helping us. God is not helping you to do wrong things. That was a nice time to say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When you are doing wrong, God is not helping you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is not helping people doing wrong. That's why I cannot go to Inyanga. If I can go to Inyanga and say, I don't like Ruth. I want to buy lightning. And the person actually also gives me the lightning so that I can hit Ruth. And Ruth goes to the same person and says that, you know, I want to get a job. And the same person. Let me rather go to my God. So God cannot help us to do evil. Hallelujah. So don't open your mouth and say, God is helping me to do evil. That lightning that you are buying is going to come on you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What verse was I on? 21. And Isaac said unto Jacob, come near, I pray thee, that I may feel thee, my son, whether thou be my very son Esau or not. And Jacob went near unto Isaac his father and felt him and said, the voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau. And he discerned him not, because his hands were hairy as his brother Esau's hands. So he blessed him. And he said, art thou my very son Esau? And he said, I am. And he said, bring it near to me, and I will eat my son's venison, that my soul may bless thee. And he brought it near to him, and he did eat. And he brought him wine, and he drank. And his father Isaac said unto him, come near now, and kiss me, my son. And he came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his raiment, and blessed him, and said, see, the smell of my son is as the smell of the field which the Lord had blessed. Therefore God give thee of the dew of heaven. So now this is the blessing. God give thee of the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth and plenty of corn and wine. Let people serve thee and nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren and let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Cursed be everyone that curseth thee and blessed be he that blesseth thee. And it came to pass, as soon as Isaac had made an end of blessing Jacob, and Jacob was yet scarce gone out from the presence of Isaac his father, that Esau his brother came in from his hunting. And he also had made savory meat, and brought it unto his father. And Isaac and said unto his father, let my father arise, and eat of his venison, that thy soul may bless me. And Isaac his father said unto him, who art thou? And he said, I am thy son, thy firstborn, Esau. And Isaac trembled very exceedingly and said, who? Where is he that hath taken venison and brought it me? And I have eaten of all before thou camest, and have blessed him. Yea, and he shall be blessed. And Esau heard the words of his father, and he cried with a great and exceeding bitter cry, and said unto his father, bless me, even me also, O my father. And he said, thy brother came with subtlety and had taken away thy blessing. And he said, is not he rightly named Jacob? For he had supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright, and behold, now he had taken away my blessing. And And he said, "Hast thou not reserved a blessing for me?" And Isaac answered and said unto Esau, "Behold, I have made him thy lord, and also his brethren have I given to him for servants. And with corn and wine have I sustained him. And what shall I do now unto thee, my son?" And Esau said unto his father, "Hast thou not one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, O my father." And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. And Isaac, his father, answered and said unto him, "Behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth, and of the dew of heaven from above. And by thy sword shalt thou live, and thou shalt serve thy brother. And it shall come to pass, when thou shalt have the dominion, that thou shalt break his yoke off his neck." And Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, "The days of mourning of my father are at hand. Then will I slay my brother Jacob." Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the word of God.
Amen.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Now, this story is very interesting to me. These two gentlemen were hungry to be blessed by their father. So
Jacob
tricked his father so that his father could bless him. And the father released the blessing. And what fascinates me the most is that Esau came later and he also asked for the blessing. Even though his father initially resisted, but eventually he also blessed him. Hallelujah. So I wondered, so what was the point? Because they both got the blessing. But when you read on, you realize that Jacob got more than what Esau got. Because Jacob got the supernatural, spiritual, eternal blessing. And Esau just only got the natural blessing. Both these gentlemen later became very wealthy. They had families. They had everything that they needed because of the blessing of their fathers. But Jacob, one day he was sleeping, and as he was sleeping, he fell into a dream. And in his dream, he saw a ladder that went to the clouds. And at the top of the ladder, he saw Jesus standing there. Hallelujah. And Jesus spoke to him. And the promise that God had made to Abraham, and he had also made to Isaac, now he was making it to Jacob. And the tribe of Israel is called Israel because that is the name that God gave Jacob. Hallelujah. So, ladies and gentlemen, the minute you were born, you already had an inheritance. It was lying dormant until the day you received Jesus into your heart. And the day you receive Jesus, your inheritance is supposed now to operate. Your spiritual inheritance is what you are born to do. And it is who you are born to be.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And that's the most important thing that you can have. That you don't come here, you are born, you live till you are
82,
and you go.
And we are humble.
And you never even began to do what God had brought you into this earth to
do.
It's a disaster of disasters. Read for me Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5 quickly. Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 5.
Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you.
Before. That someone say before. Before you even were in the womb, God says, I knew you. Past tense. Not that I started knowing you in the womb.
Before
you were in the womb, I already knew you. Continue.
Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nation.
The word sanctify means I separate you. I set you apart. It means that you are not like other people. You are different. Tell your neighbor, say you are different.
You are different.
Uh-huh. Start from I sanctified you.
I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nation.
I ordained you a prophet to the nation. So this guy, Jeremiah,
Lona,
before he was even born, he already, God had said, you are a prophet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you here? You've gone home. Can you push your neighbor and say, neighbor, wake up, wake up, wake up. Amen.
Amen.
God says, I ordained you a prophet. Are you listening to me, somebody?
Amen.
Now, your spiritual inheritance is for you to play a part in God's plan. Are you understanding what I'm saying? If I have money, then so what? If I have children, then so what? If I have a house, then so what? Are you listening to what I'm saying?
Amen.
The fact that I have money doesn't mean that I'm participating in God's plan. It doesn't mean that I'm walking in God's plan. You still have a responsibility to find out what is your eternal inheritance so that you can begin to walk in it. You are here on earth for a reason. You are not here just to, you know, make up numbers. You have a responsibility to do something that you were born to do. Are you listening to what I'm saying, somebody? In this generation that we are living in, God's major work is to save as many people as possible. Because Jesus is coming, is imminent, it's at the door. And the only reason why God is delaying his coming is because many people don't know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Many people will go to hell. Too many people are going to hell. So God needs people who will participate in the work that he's doing. Are you listening to me, somebody?
Amen.
Yeah. That's our divine, glorious inheritance. To play a part in what God is doing. Are you listening to me, somebody?
Amen.
Now tell your neighbor, say, neighbor,
Makelwane,
God said Jeremiah is a prophet. Who are you?
Wena uba.
Ask them, answer, who are you? Demand an answer. Ask your other neighbor, say neighbor.
Buza, what's the name? Makelwane.
Jeremiah, God said he's a prophet.
Unkulunkulu told Jeremiah, I'm a prophet.
Wena, who are you? I tell you, many people are going to cry.
Abantu abaningi bazokhala.
Because
ngoba
if I have money means God is with me.
Uma nginemali kusho ukuthi uNkulunkulu nami.
Criminals live in double story houses, criminals.
Izigebengu zihlala endlini enkulu.
God cannot be with them.
uNkulunkulu ngeke abe nabo.
I don't want any of my children here.
Angifuni noyedwa wenu lana.
When they leave this earth.
Uma nihamba la emhlabeni.
And they meet God.
Nihlangana noNkulunkulu.
They are shocked that God is not happy with them.
Nimangala ukuthi uNkulunkulu akajabulile ngani.
Why would Jesus say to people, I don't know you?
Kungani athi uNkulunkulu anginazi.
Get away from me.
Sukani phambi kwami.
You workers of iniquity.
Nina zisebenzi ezingenzanga kahle.
Remember he said to Jeremiah, before you were born.
Khumbula ukuthi uthe kuJeremiah ngaphambi kokubuzalwe.
I knew you.
Ngikwazile.
So now when you are coming back.
Uma ubuya.
You are not that person whom he knew in the beginning.
Akusiye lo muntu amazile ekuqaleni.
He said, I ordained you a prophet.
Uthi ngikugcobile waba umprophet.
No, but I became a politician.
Kodwa ngase ngiba usomapolitiki.
I was the mayor of Pretoria.
Bengi mayor yase Pitoli.
As in, sir, I don't know you. Who are you? The one I know was supposed to be a prophet.
Lo ngimaziyo bekufanele
ukuthi. The one I know was supposed to be serving me.
Lo ngimaziyo bekufanele ukuthi.
The one I know was supposed to be walking with me.
Bekufanele ahambe nami.
You, I cannot recognize you.
Wena angikwazi.
It means that along the way.
Kusho ukuthi endleleni.
You became like Esau.
Ube njengo Esau.
And you lost your birthright.
Wase uhlulwa wase waphelelwa ifa.
For natural food.
Ngokudla kwemvelo.
So that you can sit in the restaurant.
Kuze uhlale eitore phambi.
Restaurant. And it would fork a knife.
Udle ngemfologo nangomese.
You gave it up for that.
Wena nje unikezile ngalokho.
Hey. I don't know whether you hold the knife on the left or the right. And the day that you meet the Lord.
Ngalelanga uzohlangana noJesu noma noNkulunkulu.
He will not recognize you.
Angeke akwazi ukubona.
Because you sold out.
Ngoba wena uthengisile ngefa lakho.
You sold out. So it's important. Your spiritual inheritance is the most important.
Kubalulekile ifa lakho lika moya libalulekile.
And you must never lose it.
And futhi ungalidedeli.
I listen to what I'm saying. Never lose it.
Ungalidedeli.
Never lose it.
Ungalidedeli.
You know, of late, more and more people are coming for the Saturday morning prayers.
Kulezinsuku abantu abaningi bayeza emkhulekweni wangomgqibelo.
When I went home yesterday, I felt so blessed in my spirit.
Uma ngiye ekhaya ngizwe ngijabulile emphefumulweni.
I understand it. Because I'm seeing people now. They're starting to participate.
Ngoba ngibona abantu ukuthi bayenza bayahlanganyela.
In what God is doing.
Kuloko uNkulunkulu akwenzayo.
What God is doing.
Kuloko uNkulunkulu akwenzayo.
I listen to what I'm saying. We are not fancy. We are not fancy.
Asishayini.
We just come here.
Siza nje la.
Prayer topics.
Sithandaza.
And we pray.
Bese siyathandaza.
That's all. But unknown to you, you are participating in God's plan for this earth.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's the most important thing. That's the most important thing. That's the most important thing. As a child of, as a pastor, one of the most difficult things I face is that the minute people get a job,
ukuthi nje abantu baqala bathola umsebenzi,
Disappearance. How? Where have you gone?
Hey, so humble.
Are you selling out?
Hey, so shile.
Because now you've gotten the blessing.
Ngoba manje usuthola isibusiso.
Now this thing of doing what God called me to do, ayime kancane le.
Manje lento uNkulunkulu angibizela ukuthi ngiyenze ayime kancane.
I want to build my life.
Ngifuna ukwakha impilo
yami. By the time I'm 35, I want to have my house. I want to have a car. I want to this. I want to that. By the time I'm 40, I want to this. I want to be COO. I want to be business whatever.
Amen.
Hey, what about prayer in the morning?
Hey, you uthini ngomkhuleko ekseni?
Amen. Please come down, please. What about visitation outreach? Hey,
uthini ngokuvakashela abantu?
We are busy these days. We are busy.
Hayi, si busy kulezi insuku.
Am I saying something wrong? Unknown to you, you are selling out. The inheritance that God has for you. So neighbor, is he talking about you? Why are you so quiet all of a sudden? You are chasing the natural one. You are chasing it. Say, why don't you marry? I want to have the biggest wedding. Stop that nonsense, please. Just marry. Mam Ruth, let me stay close to you. Push your neighbor and say, just marry.
Just marry.
Stop this nonsense. Just marry. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't be a sellout. Get a job and still love God. Work hard at your workplace and still love God. Rise in your career and still love God. Become a business person and still love God. Have money and still love God. Come to church every Sunday. Let your business partners know that don't call me on a Sunday, please. My time for God, please. The fact that you are a godless individual doesn't mean we must all be godless. The fact that you don't value your God doesn't mean that we must all not value our God. It is my God who made me a businessman. It is my God who gave me this job. It is my God. It's my God.
Amen.
So I must value his time, please. Hello.
Amen.
Some of you, even a visitor, one visitor, can just come to your place unannounced on a Sunday.
I figure nje ungazalele ngalutho.
Ngikuyedela chomeka. On a Sunday, you must be lost, sir or ma'am. They must know. The reason he is coming is because he knows that I can come anytime.
Kufanele ukuthi bazi.
This side. And I don't know why I keep coming this side. Look, there's no amens here.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Am I talking to somebody?
Ngikhuluma nomunye.
People must start knowing. They must know.
Abantu mabaqale ukwazi.
They must know.
They mabazi.
That you are for God.
Ukuthi wena ungokaNkulunkulu.
It's hard in the beginning.
Kunzima ekuqaleni.
I'll never forget when my boss called us for a work something.
Angeke ngikhohle umphathi wami eqala ukungibiza emsebenzini.
In a bar, Benjamin. In a bar.
So,
me, the whole child of God, I'm sitting there.
Mina wonke ngihleli lapho.
And when I look behind me is a king. Hennessy, Inghap, Jack Daniels, me. savanna is dry, but you can drink it. And I'm surrounded by it. And as I'm sitting there, I ask myself, but what am I doing here? What am I doing here? A child of God. And I ask myself that if my church member was passing by mistake,
he wouldn't
believe who I saw. I said Strubob
Mafra.
I don't know what. I never again see me in such a place. It's hard to do that because your boss can fire you. But by the grace of God, it was the last time. And where I used to work, every now they'll have some functions for clients. So the first couple of minutes, or an hour or so, it will be just be greeting each other. How are you?
No, what's going on?
Then after that, they put music and they start grooving. So when you are new, you can't just leave, you see. I was afraid. But I'll be listening to music that... One day I made a decision that I never. So I'll just stay, greet people. How are you, sir? How's business going? Then when I see that it's 5-2 now, the other dimension. Take my bags, take my car, I'm gone. I'll see them the next day. People need to start respecting you as a child of God. That's why in this church we made a decision that anything that happens on a Sunday, it means you are leaving us out. You don't want us. If somebody passes away in your family and you bury on a Sunday, it means I don't want people of Healing Fire Ministries to come. Because on a Sunday we are here. Tell your neighbor, say we are in church on Sundays. We are in church. If you do your wedding on a Sunday, it means you don't want us to be there. We will see you on Monday and ask you, how was it? Then you will tell us how it was. Because we don't play with our eternal inheritance. It's everything to us. We want to serve our God. We want to love our God. We will not sell out for the things of this world. Put your hands together for the Lord, someone. Tell your neighbor, say, I won't sell out. I won't sell out. I won't sell out. I won't. Even if people don't like me, it's fine. I won't. I won't sell out. Even if they talk about me, it's fine. I won't sell out. Yeah. If you want to visit me, come Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. But Sunday, please stay away. Mm-hmm. Unless you want to come with me to church, then we can go together.
Mm-hmm.
This side, are you agents or what are you? Say amen, please. Or you don't agree with what I'm saying?
Huh?
All right. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. When you leave church, go write an SMS, my friend. My neighbor.
My friend, upale SMS.
Not on Sunday, please.
Not on Sunday.
Are you going to do it? They must know. It's the first step of prioritizing your eternal life. Are you listening to what I'm saying?
Amen.
Yeah. It's the first step. Amen.
Amen.
So please, your eternal inheritance is more important than anything. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't sell out for natural things. Amen.
Amen.
I close with this. God's inheritance is eternal. Meaning is forever. Read for me Hebrews chapter 9, verse 15.
Hebrews chapter 9 from verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
And for this reason, he is the mediator of the new covenant. By means.
Just pause, I hear some Bibles turning. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 15. Are you there? Yes, ma'am.
Hebrews chapter 9 from verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
And for this reason, he is the mediator of the new covenant, by means of death, for the redemption of the transgression under the first covenant, that those who are called may receive the promise of the eternal inheritance.
Those who are what?
Who are called may receive. Who are called?
Who receive?
The promise of the eternal inheritance.
Of the eternal inheritance. Eternal means it's forever. Forever. Read 1 Peter, I think it's chapter 1, verse 4. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 4.
Peter chapter 1 from verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you.
That does not what?
Fade away.
That does not fade away. It's forever. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Nothing in this earth is forever. Your money is not forever. Your house is not forever. Job is not forever. Even your marriage.
Is it
Mom Ruth and I are married? When we get there, we will no longer be married. Marriage is just for here on earth. Nothing is forever. Except the inheritance that God has given us. Are you listening to what I'm saying?
Amen.
So I don't know about you. As for me, I would rather focus on the thing that is forever. If you are wise enough, you would have seen. Or if you've just lived a little bit, you would have seen people who are rich who are no longer rich. People who have jobs who no longer have jobs. People who are married who are no longer married. Everything in this life is temporary. So a wise person would work towards the things that are forever. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, say, it is forever, forever, forever. So it's the most important thing.
Esau.
Will I see him in Genesis? But Jacob, we keep hearing of him over and over
God
and
Jacob,
over. Even God gave him a new name and called him Israel. Till today, even on the news, if you go to the news, you will see Israel today. You won't see Esau. So the inheritance that God has for us is forever and ever and ever and ever. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus, somebody. So work towards your eternal inheritance. And seek to become what God has called you to be. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the best way is just become more and more involved in the house of God. It's a step-by-step process to your eternal inheritance. The more, it doesn't look like it, but the more you get involved, the more you start walking towards your eternal inheritance. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. Let me share you a story, then I close. One day a certain gentleman, he fell in love with a certain lady. You understand? And this guy was a teenager, maybe about 15. And this woman was about 30 years old. Every story I tell you is true. This happened in Nigeria. So the guy was in love. And then he moved in to stay with this lady. And this lady said to her,
and Lucy's wabe
said, this is now our place where we are living. You can do anything here, but never ever touch the fridge. Now, when a person tells you don't open the fridge, your whole mind, body, and heart wants to open the fridge. So one day the lady left, and the guy said, I want to see what is in this fridge. He opened the fridge. To his shock, there were body parts. Hands, people's face, head, legs, what have you. Somehow, that lady knew that the guy opened the fridge. When she came back home, she said, why did you open the fridge?
Hey.
To cut the long story short, this woman was a devil worshipper. And she told the guy that, because now you have seen what I do, you have to join by force. So the guy joined the evil worship, and he started rising through the ranks and became a very powerful agent of darkness. To the point that he was invited to meetings where Satan himself would be there. And this is the guy I told you about. I told you a story. Somebody in that meeting,
he
said, these people in the church, they keep mentioning somebody who is coming back one day. And they said, who is that? And they said, Jesus. And everybody fell down as if a bomb was thrown in that meeting.
Amen.
And Satan rose up with anger and said, you never mentioned that name here ever again. Do you hear me? And then afterwards, the guy said, okay, I hear you, but what about all those Christians who come to church and they just sit down and go back home? We call them chairmans, chairpersons. They just come and sit on the chair and go back home.
Amen.
And we see them next week and they sit on the chair and go back home.
Now,
I'm not making this thing up. It's truly what happened. So the guy asked, what about those people? Do you know what Satan said?
He
said, don't worry about those ones. They are with us, those ones.
Hey!
Ask your neighbor, you a church person? You look like a chairman, huh? Truly, that's what the devil said. He said, don't worry, those ones are with us. They don't care about their eternal inheritance. Just sit and go back home. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's illegal for you to not become involved. Amen.
Amen.
Just come, Pastor. I don't know. Do you need someone to open the windows? From today, I'm the window opener and window closer in the church.
Amen.
You are participating. Then you are working towards your eternal inheritance. Are you listening to me? Pastors, where do the chairs stay? I want to help. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When we are fixing the roof,
Pastor,
when I was fixing my house, there are 5 nails that are left. I want to give the nails. You are participating. Are you listening to what I'm saying?
Amen.
Don't just be a chairperson. Your only job is to criticize
pastor.
We nearly tired, pastor. Be chagile
namhlanje. Pastor.
Hey. Put your hands together for Jesus. Let's rise to our feet.
Thank you for listening to the powerful word of God. We hope you are blessed by this message. For more inquiries, go to www.healingfireministries.org or email us at info@healingfireministries.com or call at 072-5912-858. May God be with you.